Hi there, Jim Williams in the studio once again for another edition of WRBI's Daily Pod. And you know, there's so many cool events around this special holiday time of year, we've heard of at least one we'd like to focus some more attention on. We learned about it after it happened, but it seems so cool it merits a mention that could help you maybe get involved next year. It's a mouthful as the Hunter and Minton Memorial Ripley County Community Christmas Dinner. We've seen some really cool photos and talked to a couple of the neat people involved. One volunteer who was photographed putting holiday meals together for others in her crown and sash is 2023's Miss Ripley County, Michaela Cobbler, and she thinks you might like getting on board for this special dinner next time.
Currently, we said about 115 meals be sent out this year, but it just continued to grow each and every year. It was a lot of fun packing all the meals and then seeing a lot of them come in and eat and just talk about the year that has happened, and it was just a great time. It was a lot of volunteer work, actually. The morning of Christmas Day, we will all come in early that morning and just start making all the food so it's fresh whenever it is come out. This year, we did turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy. We also had dressing, and we had some green beans as well, and then plus a slice of pie. Always so thankful for whenever we come. You just see the smile on their faces, and it really just brightens up your whole day. There is several churches involved. I know it happens at the Osgood Catholic Church, but I know people from Napoleon will come and help, and just people in Osgood and just different places. We will always need more volunteers. It's so great having all the community involved. I would just say help us get involved in the community. It's such a great thing to do on Christmas morning. It's just to volunteer and to make other, you just see the light. Light up on their faces whenever you see them get a meal. It's just a great way to get involved in the community.
Michaela Cobbler, Miss Ripley County 2023, just one of many big fans of the Hunter and Minton Memorial Christmas Dinner. In a moment, we'll hear from the lady who's really been putting it together for years and has no intention of stopping now. That's next, here on your Daily Pod.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And we're back to tell everybody more about a holiday event that may have flown a little too much under the radar for a while. Why is it called the Hunter and Minton Memorial Ripley County Community Christmas Dinner? Well, you're about to learn that and more as we chat with the woman who chairs, runs, orchestrates it, and has built it up over at least the last dozen years, Carrie Johnson.
I actually was asked back in 2011 if I would take over the dinner, and it started at the St. John's Church in Osgood. This year is the 39th year. It was started by Father Minta and Dova Hunter from St. John's Church 39 years ago. And in 2014, we turned it into a nonprofit. And actually, the name Hunter and Minta came from those two that originally started the dinner. So it is now its own non-for-profit. And we do this every year on Christmas Day for those that are alone or in need of a good, healthy, home-cooked meal. And so we get volunteers and donations from throughout the county. And there's no requirements. Anybody in the county that wants a meal can call in and request a meal, and we deliver a nice home-cooked meal and pie and a drink on Christmas Day to them. And then our volunteers come back and are fed, and anybody that wants to dine in the hall that's alone can come and have some company and eat with us on Christmas Day.
That is very nice and really impressive. And so it sounds like it's grown quite a bit over those 39 years.
It has. Yeah, some years are bigger than others. I think the largest year we've had has been 329 meals we've provided. So, and those are all, like I said, most of those are delivered. We usually have about 20 to 30 people that dine in, but a majority of those meals are delivered, and they're usually delivered in about an hour.
Wow. And Michaela told us you had over 100 this year.
Yep, 134 meals this year.
That is fantastic. And as we chatted with her as well, it sounds like everybody's really, really appreciative when they're able to receive this.
They are. There's some people that don't have any family, don't have any, you know, friends, and or can't get out. So this is a way for them to have something that, you know, feels like home to them. So you know, we're glad to do it. And I was asked how long we'll do this or when we will stop doing it. And as long as there's somebody that needs a meal, we'll continue to do this.
And how about you personally being able to continue with it? Is it on until the end of time for you?
More people come on and help to maybe give us a year off. But until then, you know, we're here. My kids are grown and they've done this for, well, I mean, since 2011. This is what my family does. It's our family tradition. And it's become a tradition for several other families throughout the county that this is what they do to give back on Christmas Day. You know, it's a good way to give. And that's the meaning of Christmas, is to give and be there for others. So it's not always about receiving. It's about giving.
Absolutely. And so how would somebody go about getting involved and volunteering along with you, say, for next year?
They can call me. They can leave a message at my home phone number. It's 812-689-3322. Or they can email our email address, which is Ripley County Community Christmas Dinner at hotmail.com.
Very simple. It's a fairly long address, but sounds like it'll get directly to you.
Yep.
And so thanks so much, Carrie. Is there anything else you'd like to let the community know, you know, all around this part of southeastern Indiana? It's really an amazing effort that you put on. And how many people do you have?
Well, just our small crew is mostly the people that help kind of get it going is my family of four plus my parents. And then, you know, we have the rest of the volunteers. So kind of that just small crew. But what I'd like to the community know is we really appreciate the financial support and the volunteer support. We couldn't do without both of those. That support is key because it is funded solely on donations.
Absolutely. And how can somebody make a donation leading up to next year then?
They can send that donation to P.O. Box 82, Osgood, Indiana, 47037.
Post Office Box 82 in Osgood. All right, that's super. Yep. Carrie, is there anything else you'd like to add? Congratulations and thank you for being such an amazing volunteer.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right, I think it's going to be happy for a lot of folks. Very good. Thank you so much, Carrie. Carrie Johnson, who's been heading up the Hunter and Minton Memorial Ripley County Community Christmas Dinner and does so much good for so many, but could potentially do more with your help in 2024. Again, as she said, if you'd like to assist, you can send a check to P.O. Box 82 in Osgood, 47037. Call her at 812-689-3322 or write her an email and she'll get back to you personally at Ripley County Community Christmas Dinner, all one word, at hotmail.com. We've been glad to learn so much about the Hunter and Minda event and hope you have too. And if you missed any part of today's Daily Pod, well, it's a Daily Pod. And all of them can be accessed anytime at wrbiradio.com. Thanks for listening to today's show. I'm Jim Williams on WRBI.